Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now for something completely different. Jeans, the wardrobe staple that transcends the seasons and the generations. But what shape and colour should you go for now? And how should they be styled? Well, Aoife Donegan is an image consultant and motivational speaker, and she joins me in studio. And you can find Aoife on Instagram as The Style Bob. So they're the most hard-working item, arguably, in people's wardrobe. But there's been a significant shift recently, and I think people, a lot of people are finding it hard to make the transition away from the skinny into something else.
Yeah, and Claire, just they're the one item in the wardrobe that I think that glues it together. If we think of work, rest and play, you know, you could drop the kids off in the morning wearing one pair of jeans, put on a blazer, go to work, and at night time put on something like what I'm wearing today, a little sequins jacket, and you're out. So they work really hard. There's been a huge shift, I suppose, in jeans. There's been a lot of talk about from skinny jeans to wide leg. I suppose the most positive thing about all of this is that there is now a jean for everybody. If you think back to the kind of the 80s, we're all kind of lying in the bed trying to close our 501s, that very stiff denim, whereas now there's wonderful stretch, there's great size inclusivity, there's lots of brands, so there is a lid for every pot. Mm-hmm. And there's a jean for everybody.
Do you remember the awful time, was it in the 90s, yeah, the Britney era, the low slung jean? I mean, who were they for?
Oh God, I
15-year-old pop stars, that's who they were for.
I remember being in the park with the kids and low-rise jeans, not a good look. But that's all there was, you know, and we nothing else to go with. And we do have to, I think, you know, thank a lot of jean manufacturers. But one person I want to call out here is what made jeans, I suppose, trendy, not just Levi Strauss, was Anna Wintour. Back in 1988, she was the first person to put jeans on a cover of Vogue. She did 10,000,
really?
Yeah, 10,000 Christian Lacroix jacket with a pair of $50 jeans. And I remember my sister coming home from New York, and I'm in Westmeath, and I'm going, God, that's very odd. She's wearing jeans with a flimsy shirt. But it worked, and that's what, I suppose, allowed us all to really bring them into our wardrobes for all areas of our lives.
Now, I really want to get advice from you for our listeners. Skinny jeans, gone, or are they still permitted?
Okay, skinny jeans. You talk about Kate Moss brought them. We were all wearing skinny jeans. I still put skinny jeans into certain people. If you love your legs and you want to show them off, you pull on your skinny jeans. If you feel a little bit dated in them, you're only dated with what you wear it with. So if anyone's got their skinny jeans out there, two pieces of advice is try and wear them with a little bit of an oversized blazer. Also, crop the jean a little bit at the ankle, because when we show a little bit of ankle, we create a crop, which is actually very flattering on the leg. The whole thing with jeans depends on the rise, the stretch, the shape of the leg. The rise is really important. So if your legs are short, for example, mine are shorter, even though I'm 5'7", I wear a high-rise jean to elongate the leg. Look for a jean with let's say the back of it a little bit bigger or longer at the back, because it gives you that support. If you have an hourglass figure, look for a cropped jean. Skinny jeans don't flatter everyone, Claire. We were forced into them years ago. I look back at pictures, I go, what was I thinking? But I live in my cropped boot cuts, and they're very flattering. They're a great way to minimise the thighs. So the jeans are now out there to flatter, as opposed to what we were bet into years ago.
The boot cut, though, that's controversial for people of a certain age who wore them once, didn't wear them for years, because I think the rule is you're never supposed to go back to a trend.
If you have them from the 70s and you think this is great, I think wear them. Well, good for you if you can still wear them. But again, jeans technology has come on. Boot cuts are actually very flattering, I suppose, if you're looking to minimise thighs as well, because that balance at the bottom can create sometimes a slimmer thigh. You can go back, but maybe not wear them all Shania Twain. Like, again, put a nice blazer with them, get a great pointy boot. And the whole thing with boot cut, if you're going to go for it, make sure that they're full length, because they can shorten the leg at that half mast.
So you don't want to see an ankle with a boot cut.
I would do a cropped boot cut myself and make sure you show a little bit of your ankle bone. But if you're going fully boot cut, it should be down to the floor. And preferably when you're getting them taken up, that the jean just touches the floor before you get it taken up.
Now, you mentioned the pointy shoe there or boot.
Yeah.
So I think that's a dilemma for people as the jean shape is changing. What do I put with the different types of leg and cut?
Okay, so if you're going to do a wide leg jean, I prefer, let's say if you take a trainer, I prefer a much more, let's say an elegant trainer, something chunky, because it can cause this puddle on the jean. If you're going to go for a cropped, I love, my favourite wear to wear a cropped jean for nighttime actually is a lovely boot that goes under, like a lovely sock boot. It's very slimming on the leg.
So fitted on the ankle.
Fitted on the ankle, tight on the ankle. And then summertime, I love, you know, a ballet flat or a pointy toe. But the big thing is with the jean, do I look comfortable? Am I comfortable? And does it flatter me? Because a lot of people, when they buy jeans, Claire, they buy them way too big. They will stretch. Ah. You know, your Levi's won't stretch. We get back to lying on the bed and we're trying to close them up. They've got no elastin in them. But if you've any more than, let's say, 7 or 8% elastin, they will stretch. Be very conscious when you buy jeans. Can you sit down on them? And can you, if you can sit down, they're a little bit tight, they will give and they'll then turn into the perfect jean.
Okay, because if you're buying them with a bit of room in them, you're going to run into trouble after the first wash.
Yeah.
Do you advocate spending a bit of money on jeans, or are you happy for us to keep the price lower?
You know, there's a jean out there for every budget. For me, I always look at cost per wear. And I was saying to somebody recently, they said, gosh, if you spend a lot of jeans, if I think of what I've spent on a top for a communion or something like that, that I might wear once. So if your lifestyle allows, especially if you a casual Friday at work and you buy yourself a great navy denim jean, you'll get the cost per wear out of that, Claire. So look at your lifestyle, because if you think about all the things that you can go with, and I've had hugs from people, Claire, who said to me, if I'm not spending that money in jeans, they look at their wonderful posterior in them and they go, I found the perfect jean and thank you. So it is worth it. You know, and it depends who you are. You can go into Marks and Spencer's, but do you want to spend the time going in and out of dressing rooms? If you're one of those people that just wants professional advice, go into the bigger department stores and just ask for the advice. Mm-hmm. And trust me, it's worth putting in the effort.
Marks and Spencer's, I read, it was a UK interview with one of their people who's head of design or something. Their market completely overshadows everybody else in the UK. They're selling that many jeans, so that they must be doing something right. But I suppose when it comes to jeans, it's one of the things that maybe we should be spending a bit of time trying them on, not buying online, perhaps.
It's not the best online purchase unless you know your jeans really, really well. So what I would say, have a positive mindset. Go out. Maybe don't pick a Saturday, Claire, to go shopping for jeans.
You have to be in the right form for this.
You have to be in the right form, because we have a love-hate relationship. Love to wear them, hate to buy them. And I think go in and just try on. If you see a jean that you think you might love, take in three sizes, because you're a different size in every brand of jean. Marks and Spencer's do a great jean called the Magic Jean, and that's very successful. But for me, there's a fabulous brand as well, if people want to get size inclusivity, called the Good American. They're a good mid-price jean and they go up to, I think, like a size 30. So they're a fabulous jean. But again, think about the cost per wear. I find some of my jeans, my own jeans here today, I got them in a sale years ago. I have them 3 years, you know, and they're still giving. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you say to yourself, I'm only going to buy one pair, spend the time, don't go online, be positive and sit down in those jeans. And also, it's a great tip as well. What I do is bring a couple of pairs of shoes with you.
So you can try them on with the different ones. And in terms, because you mentioned earlier, if you're wearing your jeans for work, you might invest in a navy pair. Are the darker washes better if you want to wear them more formally or for going out?
They are. Darker washes are great, and especially actually if you wear a black wash, believe it or not, because I have a client who works in a solicitor's office, and she said the great thing about the dark black jean we put her in is that when she wears a black blazer, no one knows it's a jean. Also, if you travel a lot, a black pair of denims at the airport, you go that night, you have to go to something formal, you change your top and you've been in the same jeans all day. And if you only have a 5 kg, they're a wonderful colour to have. But yeah, darker denim, definitely better for
And the men, any changes in men's jeans?
Yes, men's jeans have become a little bit more tapered. And what you'd find with a lot of men, especially if they're into sports, that their thighs could be a little bit chunkier. So they're better off to go for a tapered jean.
Oh, not the boot cut.
Well, it depends on your man. I must say that to my husband. But you know, if it's a little bit more tapered and niche, and it depends on your personality. You know, some guys like a really, really slouchy jean, but you look a little bit more put together and formal if it's a tapered leg and a darker wash.
Aoife, lovely to see you. Thank you for all of that advice. And you can find Aoife on Instagram. The Style Bob is what you need to look for. That's Aoife Donegan. Thanks very much, Aoife, for coming.